When the subject of the subordinate clause is the object of the principal sentence, place the object in front, and let the subject of the dependent clause be understood.
Captis, cum poenitentiam profiterentur, ut parceretur, edixit. Idem cretensibus, cum legatos deprecatoresque mississent, spen deditionis non ademit. Timoteum, clarum homine Athenis et principem civitatis ferunt. Cum cena visset apud Platonem, eoque convivio admodum delectatus esset, vidissetque eum postridie dixisse. Manlio Auli filio, cum dictator fuisset, Marcus Pomponius tribunus plebis diem dixit.
Mida illi prugio, cum puer esset, dormienti formicae in os tritici grana congesserunt.
Scipionem Hannibal eo ipso, quod adversus eum dux esset potissimum lectus, praestantem virum credebat.
It would perhaps appear at first sight that it would be more natural in the first example to write poenitentiam profidentibus, or professis, but the object of the writer is to bring prominently forward that the profession of repentance was the reason for obtaining pardon. A somewhat similar explanation will apply to the subordinate clauses in most instances of this construction. It will be readily seen that all the arrangements illustrated in this chapter spring naturally from that love of directness and distinctness of expression, which, has been already insisted upon, is the essential characteristic of all good writing, and particularly of Roman literature. It is, of course, necessary to reach the end of a sentence or paragraph in Latin in order to arrive at the judgment or views of the author. But as to the subject about which he is talking, there could be no mistake. This, in whatever case the grammatical construction may introduce it, always fronts us in a striking position. Nor is this less obvious in poetry than in prose, and indeed, there is no more instinctive writer in this respect than Horace, who, although largely influenced by Grecian examples and choice of subject, and sometimes in niceties of phrase, was nevertheless an expression thoroughly Roman. If, for example, he would impress upon us that human rage, and even the collapse of nature herself, is impotent to shake the purpose of a righteous soul, he writes,
Justo et tenacem pro positi virum, non civi ardor bravo jubentium, non vultus instantis tyranni, mente quatit solida, etc.
That the accidents of life are powerless to disturb the serenity of content, he tells us thus.
Desiderantem, quod satis est, neque tumultuosum sollicitat mare, nec saevus arturi cadentis, impetus aut orientis haidi, etc.
Compare also.
Dulcet decorus pro patria modi, morset fugacem persequitur virum, nec parcit in bellis juventae, poplitibus timidoque tergo, virtus repulsae nescia sordidae, intaminatis fulget honoribus, nec sumit aut ponit securis arbitrio popularis aurae. Virtus recludens in meritis mori, caelum negata temptat iter via, coitusque vulgaris et uta spernit humum fugiente pinna. Estet fideli tuta silentio, merces vetapo qui cereri sacrum, vulgarit arcanae subiste sit rabibus fragilemque mecum soluat paselon, saepe diespiter, neglectus incestu addidi integrum. Raro ante che dentem scelestum, de servit pede poena claudo.